Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and today we have Josh Cleveland from over on the park side. How's it going today, Josh?
Pretty good, Kyle. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I see you got a list of some things that you wanted to talk about here today, and maybe we'll start with you on the show.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm Josh Cleveland. I am our district park supervisor for the Watertown area parks. So we've got four state parks in the district, Pelican Lake and Sandy Shore Recreation Areas here in Watertown, Lake Cochrane Recreation Area over by Gary, and then Hartford Beach State Park up on Big Stone Lake. And then we've also got 75 public water access areas that we maintain in our district in the southern half of Day County, Clark County, Coddington, Dual, Grant, Roberts County. So a big area that we take care of, but a lot of our work goes into the state park side of things. I know one program that we were excited to have today was our Easter egg hop in the park. However, as you guys look outside, we got a few inches of snow and blowing out. We're actually going to postpone that 2 weeks. We've advertised that on Facebook a little bit as well, but that's going to be pushed back to April 7th. Same time, it'll start at 11 o'clock out at Pelican Lake Recreation Area with games, crafts. Easter Bunny will be there, and then we'll have a large Easter egg hunt. Just a reminder, a park entrance license is required for that event. A few other things going on, camping reservations, everything that we have is on a 90-day reservation window, which means you cannot make reservations more than 90 days in advance of your planned arrival. I know we've had a lot of calls and questions people have asking about that, why their grid on the reservation website looks blocked off for certain weekends, but that's just because it's too soon to make reservations. If you're looking at the 90-day window here today, in about 55 minutes here, you'll be able to make reservations for a Friday, June 22nd arrival. All our reservations, you can start making those at 7 o'clock in the morning. And you can do those online at campsd.com or by calling 1-800-710-CAMP. Even looking at things that we have open for reservations right now, our open house weekend, which is May 15th through 17th, we've got quite a bit of open campsites throughout the region. Part of that, I would guess, is people looking outside. It's still kind of gloomy, not getting too excited for camping. But I tell you what, we're looking forward to having campers back in the parks. There's a lot of snow and muck out there, but it won't be long where people have campfires and be singing Kumbaya. There's also quite a few campsites that we have available for the first couple weekends in June. I know Memorial weekends are pretty full, but those that keep looking might be able to find a site or two. And same thing for Father's Day weekend. Let's see. Another thing that we've had some questions on is at Sandy Shore. You know, we did a lot of upgrades out there the last couple years with creating camping pads and getting electrical hookups new electrical hookups to a lot of the campground, the new comfort station over there. And we've got two cabins that are going to be coming here in the next couple weeks. Just to kind of give people a timeline on that, we don't have those open or available for reservations yet, but we're going to get those cabins to show up. We got to get those cabins show up here and then get the electrical hookups to them. We got to wait till the frost is out of the ground before we can get that done, and then assemble decks and pour our sidewalks and patios for the cabins. We're hoping to have those available early to mid-May. As soon as those are available for reservations, we'll have an announcement that'll be probably do it again on the outdoor show here. It'll be on Facebook, and I'm sure online as well. There'll be some stuff through the Game Fish and Parks website. Some other stuff we got going on in the district. Like I mentioned, we've got quite a few access areas. We've just picked up new docks for six different lakes in the district here. A school lake that hasn't had a dock, so that'll be a new addition to the area. Horseshoe, North Rush, Reed Lake, Swan Lake, and South Blue Dog. Most of those are replacements, but those roll-in docks, aluminum docks, don't have the longest lifespan. I think about 6 to 10 years is the average lifespan for those docks, so those will be new good additions to those areas. For those of you fishermen know that our ramps get buckled up at some of those outside areas. We do our best to take care of those as soon as we can while we're pushing in docks in the spring. But any ramps that you guys notice are buckled, feel free to give our office a call so that we can keep note of that, add that to our list. We want to be want to be making sure we're getting those fishermen taken care of in a very timely manner. Let's see. Also, when we're talking about camping, you know, we've got a lot of good camping opportunity in April and May after the snow leaves. It doesn't take much for that ground to dry up, and it'll be perfect time to take care of that cabin fever and get out there in April and do some camping. I know March was not very conducive for camping this
nope.
year. Last year we had quite a few people camping and enjoying our early spring. I know, geez, we pushed our first docks in last year, March 15th, and we're already a week past that, and it's not in the foreseeable future, but that's all right. I'm happy taking advantage of some of that ice fishing still. A couple other things I wanted to mention here. You know, that even though it's still not the best time for camping right now in our state parks, there's still a lot of opportunity. Our trails are open. You know, the parks, people ask when parks are closed. They're not. They're open year-round. You know, a park entrance license is still required. A lot of parks you can show up, and there's a booth. Right at the booth there, you can fill out your self-registration and buy your own park sticker right there. But, you know, the trails are open. There's a lot of birds out there as those are migrating through. I know I saw lots of robins out at Pelican here this week. So there's a sign that spring's coming. But geese flying over, ducks, different birds of prey, raptors. It's pretty cool to see. Also the critters running around. You know, we got squirrels and rabbits and raccoons and deer out in our parks. They're still in the parks this time of year when no one's camping. So a good time to get out and see those.
Yep.
But pretty cool. But that's really all that I got for big park happenings going on right now. But,
okay. Well, just a reminder, like Josh had mentioned, the Easter egg hunt that was supposed to happen here today, that has been postponed to a later date. So with that, also just a reminder, there was supposed to be a Hunt Safe course today, which most individuals have been contacted on, but that also was postponed due to the weather. So just a reminder on that, on the Hunt Safe portion. Also, let's just get over to the outdoor report. We'll start over in Clark County there for the fishing report. Dry Lake number 2, we'll start down in the south there. It's been still pretty slow. Guys are finding some walleye out there, having to really search for the perch. The perch they're catching are pretty good size. They're in that 12 to 14 inches, so decent perch, but very far and few in between. The walleye have been pretty consistent. A lot of smaller walleye. It's been a evening bite. The shallower you get, it seems like you run into some of them bigger females, so deeper water, little smaller fish, but more in the number-wise. Indian Springs, still slow. Guys are getting a few nice walleye in the shallow water out there, like that 4 or 5 foot of water. Deeper water, guys just aren't having too much luck yet. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but fishing just has been kind of slow in general all year here. So
I can vouch for that. Still fun to get out, you know, have a good day on the lake and grill, but yeah, you got to. Got to understand, it's a lot of work to catch fish this winter. It sure has been.
Yep. And, yep, Indian Springs, early mornings and evenings have been the best. Reed Lake, sounds like guys are starting to find a few walleye out there. It continues to be that morning or evening bite, so that those dark hours are that low light period. So finding a few out there. Haven't heard of much for perch out there all winter, but if you do some searching, I'm sure you could find a few out there. For the light geese over that way, some pretty good amounts of light geese have started showing up. So your snow geese are starting to show up over there. Not sure what this weather is going to do with them. I don't know if they'll stick around or maybe move a little bit further south. They don't have to go very far south, and I think they'll get out of this little bit of snow and stuff that we've gotten. But it'll be interesting to see what this little bit of weather that we got here yesterday and will do. So we'll have to see where they go for that, but there were some pretty good numbers that had shown up yesterday, Thursday especially. That's when some of those bigger flocks started showing up. I know heading over to Watertown here, seen some decent flocks around, so, and some decent pretty couple decent feeds going on. So not in any huge feeds, but probably that 2 to 5,000 bird per feed. So pretty good size feeds, enough for hunters if they were looking to do some pass shooting or setting up in a field to try and decoy some birds in. Jumping over to Cottonwood County for the fishing. Kapeska Lake there still fairly slow. See if you guys heading out there to try it yet. They're still picking up some of them smaller walleye. Haven't seen much for any bigger walleye yet. And also still finding some panfish, especially the crappie. It seems like that's been the most consistent one this winter out there. The crappie, when they're being caught, are probably in that 10 to 12, 12 being on the big end. So, but not a lot of them being caught here lately. Over on Pelican Lake there, guys are going out there. That continues to be an evening bite. But it has really slowed down here in the last 2 weeks. The walleye out there they're decent walleye, but it's really slowed down, and guys are finding a few, but it seems to be a late bite. Goose Lake, that continues to be a morning and evening bite, and it also continues to be a hit and miss, like we've been saying. It seems like we've been saying that the last 2 or 3 weeks now, but it just continues on for that. It's just typical Goose Lake year, so, for the snow geese, like I mentioned, still not quite as many geese over this way as there is in the Clark County, Henry. That from about Henry on, that area there seems to have the most, but there are a few flocks over in this area. So, Day County, Lake Wabay up there, not a lot of activity going on. Anglers are trying to find those schools of perch out there. It sounds like every once in a while they're getting into a few. And also catching the occasional walleye up there. Bitter Lake, there hasn't been a lot of fishing pressure, but anglers that are doing some searching and stuff are catching some nice perch and getting into the walleye. So it sounds like if you put in your time out there, you're able to find some fish and find some decent fish, it sounds like. So Enemy Swim, anglers did well last weekend, it looks like, catching some nice crappie and bluegill. So might be a spot to try if you're in the area.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of reports the last few weeks about Enemy Swim. It sounds like you can go out there and catch a couple hundred bluegills out there, but might be only able to keep a handful, which is good. A lot of small fish. That's good for the future and fun to catch. A good opportunity even to take some kids out there.
Yep. And it's not too far away. Down in Hamlin County, about the only happenings right now are still lake ponds at guys are catching a few of those walleye and perch if they are doing some searching. The perch seem to be a little harder to find, but the walleye, it seems like, have been pretty consistent all winter. For Day County, there wasn't too much of a report of snow goose migration up that way yet. I think they're just making their way up there. Like I said, this storm will probably slow that migration down a little bit. Hamlin County, same boat as Coddington, Clark. Some good numbers of birds moving into that area. You could definitely find a few flocks if you're looking to do some pass shooting or maybe setting up in a field to do some hunting. Just on the lakeside, just a reminder, it is getting that time of year. Even though it's getting down into the 20s at night, during the day that it's getting into the 40s and stuff. So we've started having some vehicles going through and busting through. Started having some ATVs even busting through and stuff. So just use some caution when you're out on that lake, because once that ice starts going, it don't take very long for it to deteriorate there. And I know guys are still going out, and there's still on most lakes the ice is pretty good out there. There's plenty of ice out there, but just keep an eye on it, and it can really change from one day to the next. So just use caution when going out this time of year from here on, and we don't want to see any of those any more accidents than what we need to. So
yeah, it's amazing. I went fishing last week on Sunday and cutting through the ice, it was still shavings, and by Thursday evening when I went fishing, it was cubing up pretty good. But those shorelines especially deteriorate pretty fast once you got all that runoff moisture running into the lake, and can really wear down those shorelines. So yeah, like Kyle said, definitely use caution.
And we have come up with a new date before we end the show here today for our open house. This year, the main focus is going to be on our WDM program. And so most of the staff that's going to be there are staff that deal with that any of our wildlife damage stuff. So any coyote complaints or anything along that lines, or goose complaints or deer complaints, any of that stuff is what is going to primarily be covered at this open house. And that's what we're kind of looking for. So if you have any, if you're looking for just some information or wanting to come down and talk to us about anything along the lines that lines, we can discuss it. We'll have staff on hand there to help answer any questions for that stuff. But that's kind of what we're looking for at this open house, is trying to get some of those individuals in just for see what's going on around the neighborhood for that. And that date is going to be April 10th, 2018, up at the Country Inn & Suites up there in the room. Same place it was supposed to be here a few weeks ago. But April 10th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. up at the Country Inn & Suites there. So I know I'll be there. I know Dan Nelson will be there. Some of the other supervisors will be there. Some of the other staff will be there just to help answer any questions. And hopefully, if you have any of those questions, we'll be able to get them answered for you. Just a reminder, for the special buck that is available online, that is due April 13th, so that's coming up here fairly quickly. So you might want to get out there, get that filled out, and get that submitted along with your archery paddlefish. That is also due on April 13th. And right around the corner is the spring archery turkey season. That's April 7th, so that's only a couple weeks away here. And that can be applied up until the end of the season there. You can apply for that and get that tag up to the end of the season. And otherwise, the regular prairie spring turkey season is going to be April 14th is when that opens. So they're right around the corner of those seasons. That's your first opportunity to get out there and do some hunting if you're not into the spring or that spring snow goose hunt. Spring turkey would be that next available season for you. So just a reminder, those are the coming up hunting dates. And other than that, hopefully this weather passes over us here soon and we can get back to the enjoyable weather that we were starting to get there. And hopefully we'll see you guys out there.